Our second speaker is John Masswall. John is the Director of Government and International Relations with the Canadian Cattlemen's Association. He's been with the association since 2004. And prior to that, he worked with the Canadian government, including a stint at the Canadian Embassy between 2001 and 2004 here in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, David. Well, I guess from my perspective, David and Ken have done the hard part explaining, you know, why this matters and the legal aspects and how we've got here. I'm looking a bit forward in terms of where are we going on this. And so from our perspective, you know, from the Canadian cattle producers, we're ready for this issue to be fixed, I think, to put it mildly. But I think an important thing to keep in mind is we're not desperate. We want the right fix. We're not looking for just any compromise, any kind of middle path. You know, if you think about it now, we're 7 years into this issue. We've spent, as an organization, over $3.25 million of our producers' checkoff money on legal fees and advocacy to fight this thing. It's cost our producers, just from the cattle side, cattle and hogs, over $3 billion Canadian per year for the last couple of years. Since the May 13, when USDA made this worse instead of fixing it. So we haven't come through all of this just to settle for half a loaf at this point. We very much support what was passed in the House last week, which is to repeal it. We're not proposing any compromise. We're not seeking a negotiation. There's not a whole lot of time. As David, I think, quite rightly outlined, there's a process at the WTO which is leading towards retaliation. There's not a lot of time there. And, you know, you all know what it takes to generate ideas in this town and pass them and come up with good policies. And, you know, what people propose isn't always necessarily what ends up happening. So I would also agree with the comment that if the Senate thinks that there's a middle path on this, that's a very risky strategy to move forward. That timeline that was outlined is what we're expecting. We're expecting that before the end of this summer, that we will be authorized to put tariffs on, whatever number the WTO authorizes. We're looking for over $3 billion Canadian dollars. And once they authorize that, I think a very important point is the burden of proof of where does that switch, where does that lie? Because once they authorize that, then the decisions will be made by Canada and by Mexico in terms of when the tariffs go on, what products will they go on, what will the level of tariffs be, all those sorts of things. So we're making those decisions. You know, now I'm not in government. I don't ultimately make those decisions, but we've been cooperating very closely with our hog colleagues in Canada, with the government folks, with all the various different departments, and everything I see is there's a lot of resolve up there to do this thing. We've got the Minister of Agriculture, the Minister of Trade, the Minister of Finance, the Prime Minister himself has said that they want this thing fixed and they're prepared to retaliate if necessary. You know, in terms of what's on the list, if you haven't seen the list, it's a broad list. It has, yes, beef and pork on it. It has other agriculture products. It has fruits and vegetables and wine and some distilled beverages. Whiskey, I believe, is on there, cakes and cookies. But it also has things from outside of agriculture. There's furniture. I believe there's some steel tubing, mattresses. So it's a broad list. It's a list that was designed to get some attention. You know, we've looked at who are the where are the congressional districts, where are the states that have tended to support COOL, the senators and congressmen that have tended to support COOL, and we've looked at products that are made in those areas. You know, again, it's not something we want to have to do, but the key word is there is we have to do it. If it gets to the point where Canada is authorized to retaliate and the Congress has not past something that's acceptable to us, we will have to retaliate. This is broader than just this issue. This is about trade policy and the rule of law. And if a country, I think the United States would be in the same position if the shoe was on the other foot. If a country is restricting your trade and you've gone through the process and you've spent several years to do it, at the end of it, you have to retaliate if there is not an acceptable solution. So that's where we're at. In terms of the solution that we're seeking, the segregation of imported livestock has to end. For us, this is not about consumer information. This is about costs and burden in the system and buying and handling and managing livestock, whether it's feedlots that buy them, whether it's packing facilities that buy them. This rule has created a lot of burden, a lot of cost. For us, it's over $100 per head on every animal. And we need that to go away. We can't see that there's any way other than repealing this to make that happen. We've heard various suggestions. None of them achieve the elimination of the segregation. So like I said, we're not proposing something. We're not making here to make suggestions for a compromise. We're here to seek the repeal. So I think maybe with that, we'll leave it for the questions. Thank you.